Welcome to the Weekly Radio Spin, a look at the stories behind the news, brought to you by the Center for Media and Democracy. I'm Diane Farsetta.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. In our top spin, the near collapse of U.S. mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac did benefit a few people. In a bid to hold onto their golden parachutes, or millions of dollars in severance payments, the former mortgage company CEOs hired well-connected corporate fixers. Freddie Mac's former executive hired the head of the public relations firm Sard Verbinnen. The firm has worked for home living guru Martha Stewart and ex-New York Governor Eliot Spitzer. Fannie Mae's former executive hired high-profile Washington lawyer Robert Barnett. He's worked for Republican strategist Karl Rove and both Bill and Hillary Clinton. The U.S. government, which now controls Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, denied their former executives their golden parachutes. However, each was allowed to keep millions in pensions and 401k plans.
In Bolivia, dozens of people have been killed in violent anti-government protests. President Evo Morales claimed the protesters were receiving support from the United States and told the U.S. ambassador to leave the country. The U.S. government responded by ousting the Bolivian ambassador. Now the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, wants to smooth things over with public relations. USAID is looking for a PR firm to promote its work in Bolivia, highlighting emergency relief, economic, and social welfare programs. The agency plans to spend $500,000 on PR in Bolivia over the next year. USAID is one of the U.S. agencies accused of funding the opposition groups. Earlier this year, U.S. Peace Corps volunteers and a Fulbright scholar admitted that the U.S. Embassy in Bolivia had repeatedly asked them to spy on people.
Remember the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth? In 2004, the fact-challenged group launched several attack ads against then-Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry. Now, many of the same people have a new group that's running attack ads against Barack Obama. The new group is called the American Issues Project. Here's a clip from its first ad, which refers to former Weather Underground radical turned education professor Bill Ayers.
Barack Obama is friends with Ayers, defending him as, quote, respectable and mainstream. Obama's political career was launched in Ayers' home, and the two served together on a left-wing board. Why would Barack Obama be friends with someone who bombed the Capitol and is proud of it?
The Obama campaign has called the ad false and despicable. Barack Obama has condemned Ayers' past and pointed out that Ayers was part of the Weather Underground when Obama was 8 years old. In addition to opposing Obama, the American Issues Project supports drilling for oil offshore and in Alaska and converting coal to liquid fuel.
Everyone agrees that the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should help people to understand direct-to-consumer drug ads. The problem is, who's helping the FDA do that? The agency recently launched a website titled Be Smart About Prescription Drug Advertising. The information on the site was provided for free by a group called Ethic Ad. Ethic Ad is funded by and housed in the offices of a public relations firm that helps pharmaceutical companies launch new drugs. The watchdog group Center for Science in the Public Interest is calling on the FDA to trash the website and start over, with help from doctors, pharmacists, and consumer groups. It said the FDA's new website isn't misleading, but it is filled with jargon. It also doesn't have any information about how to evaluate the claims made in drug ads or how to interpret messages about drug side effects.
And now it's time to play 6 Degrees of Spin and Fakin, our look at the connections between media manipulators. Earlier, we mentioned the political attack group American Issues Project. Two of the group's organizers are Chris LaCivita and Tony Feather. Both are employees of the Republican lobbying firm DCI Group. The DCI Group has helped form several industry-funded front groups over the years. In the 1990s, when Microsoft was facing antitrust charges, DCI helped the company create two front groups, the Association for Competitive Technology and Americans for Technology Leadership. The latter group waged a campaign to get people to send letters supporting Microsoft to state attorneys general. The campaign, and Microsoft's role in it, was exposed when some letters were sent in the names of dead people.
That's this week's edition of the Weekly Radio Spin. For more information, visit the Center for Media and Democracy's website at www.prwatch.org.